The two Texas brothers who bought thousands of acres of Idaho forest land in 2016 then proceeded to close access to that land has made a lot of Idahoans very angry, to say the least. Now, to be clear, the land the Wilkes brothers purchased had been private land for years. Both hunters and others had access to it and to the roads that run through it under the previous owners, who were Boise Cascade and the Potlatch Corporation. Well, now, with the new trespassing law in effect as of July 1st, access to this land could very well be a thing of the past. Joining me live in studio to talk more about all of this is Rocky Barker, retired Idaho Statesman reporter, and Brian Brooks, executive director of the Idaho Wildlife Federation. We do want you to know we reached out to the Wilkes brothers. They did decline our request for an interview. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
So, Rocky, you have been covering this for quite a few years. Quickly get us updated on who the Wilkes brothers are, what land they purchased, and why all of a sudden this is making such big headlines.
These are two brothers who basically made $4 billion with their fracking services company,
mm-hmm.
and took that money, and they've been investing it all over the West in land, which frankly makes sense if you suddenly got $4 billion. In Idaho, they bought some ranch land up north, but the piece of property in 2016 that really got this whole thing started in Idaho was the 172,000 acres of forest land that Boise Cascade had put together over many years, and who had managed it essentially like it was public land. And when they bought it, they closed down logging. They ended all the county easements on many of the roads and trails.
Mm-hmm.
Snowmobilers were shut out. Hunters were shut out, and campers. Now, you know, they had some good reason to want to get some control over this because people weren't taking great care of this. There was a lot of littering, and I understood why they were mad. But they didn't. They came from a completely different viewpoint in Texas, where it was all private and you manage things differently. So then
they come to Idaho and realize things are different here.
They did. And in fact, I would argue that because of their closing off that area, they did more to end the public lands transfer movement in this country than anybody, because their story went all over the West. And that became that showed people this is what happens when public land gets shut off, goes private. And so now the big story was that this week, the last couple of weeks, is, you know, they're selling about 54,000 acres of that land. And one of them is the Boise Ridge Ranch, they call it. And they just shut off a road that came off basically the back way into Bogus Basin.
They put a gate up.
And they were very sensitive about saying closing the road, but they put a gate up and said no trespassing, and they dug tank areas so you can't go around the gate, and this is elk season coming up,
right?
And deer
season.
That is popular elk and deer area for Boiseans and Idahoans in general.
So then, Brian, when we now have this new trespassing law that went into effect July 1, how does all of that play into it? Because we really kind of had gray-ish mm-hmm. laws when it came to crossing private land to get mm-hmm. to public land before.
Yeah, during the multiple testimonies that we were allowed to participate in the State House, we agreed that there were many parts of the trespass bill that created existing trespass law that created a lot of ambiguity, and we should have ratcheted those up, and they were. But there were some aspects of the bill that were a bit, and many people feel this way, including law enforcement agencies, a bit heavy-handed and were inequitable between private landowners and public lands users. One instance would be that if you were accused of trespassing, say you're walking through Wilkes Brothers Boise Ridge Road and you didn't know that it had been closed down, you've been using it for decades, which is the case,
mm-hmm.
Not only has the fine been severely increased, but if you were accused and you walked right back out and you were found innocent, that it was not purposeful trespassing, you just didn't know, can still not recover your legal fees. So essentially, for totally accidental conduct, you can be sued into bankruptcy and lose all the money you use to pay for your legal fees. So it's just the problem is it's rather inequitable of a law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Rocky Barker, retired Idaho Statesman reporter, and Brian Brooks, executive director of the Idaho Wildlife Federation, talking about access being closed to people when it comes to private land as they try to access public land. And so, Rocky, here we are, and this is private land. I mean, the Wilkes brothers own this land. Why can they not do whatever they want with it?
You know, I frankly think they can do whatever they want with it. Where I think they draw a line is on roads that have been public for years. Now, this is an issue that crosses ideology. Now, yes, people care about private property. You're absolutely. But when you start closing roads that were public, I will tell you there are many conservatives in this state who say, you can't do that. Those are public roads. When the federal government wanted to close off roads, people get mad. People get mad. They love their roads to be open. That access is very important. And there is a line we draw in this country for, you know, this is public. These are roads often to public lands. And if they, I think the state and local governments need to step up to protect that access.
And do you think that that will potentially be the next step? Because right now, the way it sits, they can put that gate up, they can close that land, and they can close that access.
I would say that that remains to be seen. That the case is certainly it's unsettled. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of legal precedence for this exact situation on that road. But I think you need to zoom out a little bit. This issue is far bigger than just that one gate on this one road. It is private property, as Rocky said. You can do whatever you want with private property. But whether you have the right to shut down a road that provides access to public lands, to our lands beyond those private lands, remains to be seen. And so, yeah, you could say, like, the legislature could make a law that says, you know, all of these arterial roads that have been used for decades by the public or maintained with tax dollars for decades should stay open to the public, even if they go through private lands. However, the counter argument to that might be in a conservative state, well, you are violating private property rights. And that might even drive property values down if a public road goes through their lands that you cannot shut down. But my response to that would be, if people don't want to buy land because the public road going through it, they won't be able to shut it down, then maybe that's not the kind of neighbors we want in Idaho.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me, Rocky, is, and we've talked about this before on the program with you, is that even though this is a conservative state, when it comes to our land, this does not all of a sudden become a conservative-only issue.
That's absolutely right. And I, you know, the road issue in Idaho, I've been here now 30 years. I've seen it go on both ways. You know, Carole King made a big fight and won against the Forest Service to keep the road that literally runs right past her front door, keep that private. And she, there was an alternative access, and that's mm-hmm. why I think that
and
was the main
why,
reason she
because
won.
Because there was alternative
that's
access.
That's right. But you go to eastern Idaho, and the very conservative Bonneville County Commission fought hard to keep some of their back roads open for hunters when, you know, somebody came in, bought a big chunk of it, and wanted to close those roads down. So there is a lot of value here, and there is a way. There's a thing called eminent domain. And so if we close down a road on a private property, if we close that road, I would argue that then we need to pay them. You know, that's called a taking under our Constitution, and that doesn't mean you can't do it. You know, if there's a public purpose to do it, you can do it. Now, that usually gets people in Idaho's, they start going nuts, but they don't on roads. They want, they understand that's a public resource.
Right. And there's another potential fix here, too. Right now, as I said before, it's unsettled which roads you can shut down. In some states, using tax dollars or proving that the public has used a road is all you need to say that no one can shut that road down. The problem is here is many government agencies, whether it's the Forest Service, the county, the state government, they're reluctant to initiate lawsuits to keep these roads open for good reasons, because we're a very conservative state. One fix could be allow these kind of actions to be settled in civil court. Right now, whether it's posting public lands as private or it's physically obstructing a road, a government entity has to initiate that lawsuit. And for obvious reasons, they're very reluctant. A part-time county prosecutor can just derail his budget or her budget for the next 10 years. So why go after the Wilkses? Let this be a civil matter and let it be settled peer-to-peer in court. And that's something I think that our very conservative legislature would appreciate.
And another thing, Rocky, that you've been hearing about is what's next potentially for the Wilkes brothers?
Well, for that piece of property there, Boise Ridge Ranch, as they call it, it's right on the edge of the Bogus Basin Ski Resort.
And, so it butts up right to Bogus
Well,
Basin.
It's pretty close.
Really close.
Close
okay.
enough that, you know, most ski resorts are developed as real estate development.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what usually brings them down is the cost of running the ski resort. Well, right now, this presents the potential for somebody to come in here and develop it as a, you know, essentially ski resort development and open up a big chunk of recreational land development in Boise County. Well, I can tell you right now, Boise County is not prepared in terms of their own regulations to manage that kind of a growth, very quick growth. And I think the county needs to look at this and watch this and prepare.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting ultimately to me is, as you said in the very beginning of this, Rocky, it's differences in ideologies. And do you think that that's part of the main issue is that you have people coming in from a different area who manage their private lands in a state very differently than we do?
Absolutely. And I think, but, you know, one of the things I've been telling my friends from other places in the country when they want to move to the West or move to Idaho is if you're going to move into a small town in Idaho, you know, you'd better be prepared to change yourself. If you come in here and you say, I want my road to be plowed and I want all these things, you're not going to get very far. So, you know, when you Texan billionaires come into just because you are conservative right-wingers that share a lot of the political values with Idahoans doesn't mean you can't be a good neighbor. And I think that they need to learn some of the same lessons that I'm telling folks that might come from the other side.
Well, I appreciate both of your time. And, of course, we will be keeping an eye on this and bringing you back if we need to do an update and talk about this. I really appreciate both of you. My guest today, Rocky Barker, retired Idaho Statesman reporter, but who knows everything environmental. So that is why we bring Rocky in. Brian Brooks is the executive director of the Idaho Wildlife Federation. And, again, we did invite the Wilkes brothers or representative to join us. They did not respond to that. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.